From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has tweeted the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, insisted the international community is not done with diplomacy.
We're never out of diplomatic solutions. We continue to work together, and the minister and I share a responsibility to provide for the protection of our nations, our populations, and our interests, which is what we are here to discuss today, and look for all the areas which we can collaborate with. Already very strong collaboration. We always look for more. We're never complacent.
Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said Washington is discussing next steps.
There hasn't been any agreement on what kind of further sanctions we can take, but we're obviously going to look at a whole range of different measures to put pressure on Pyongyang. And we will work with our allies, with other partners, with China and Russia to see what more we can do. And we will look at what we can do unilaterally.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korea military exercises and contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. South Sudan said American freelance journalist Christopher Allen was not targeted when he was killed during a clash with rebels Saturday near the Ugandan border. Allen, among 18 others killed in the clash. Rebel Commander Major General Matata Frank said his forces contained a government incursion.
We are planning a big operation to flush out these Matianganyor from disturbing our citizens.
The Committee to Protect Journalists called for independent investigation into Allen's killing. This is VOA News. U.S.-led airstrikes have effectively blocked a convoy of Islamic State fighters evacuated from the Syrian-Lebanon border from reaching eastern Syria. Hundreds of IS fighters and their families left the contested border region this week as part of a deal between Lebanon and Syria. The deal has alarmed Iraq, which is fighting IS in western Iraq. The UN Security Council has renewed the mandate for its peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. The 10,000-plus strong UN interim force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, has been patrolling southern Lebanon since 1978. But Israel and the U.S. insist it must do more to halt the flow of arms to the Iran-backed Hezbollah Islamist group. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said conditions in south Lebanon are dangerous.
The clouds of war are gathering. UNIFIL exists to help prevent war from happening again in south Lebanon. It is supposed to do that, in part by helping the Lebanese government to ensure that there are no weapons outside of state control in UNIFIL's area of operations.
Haley said Hezbollah has massed thousands of fighters and missiles in south Lebanon beyond the control of the government. Tropical storm Harvey is bringing heavy rain to neighboring Louisiana after dumping records amount of precipitation on Texas, with some communities receiving more than 130 centimeters in 4 days. At least 25 people have been killed. Several are unaccounted for. Tens of thousands have sought emergency shelter. President Donald Trump praised the rescue efforts ongoing in Texas.
In difficult times such as these, we see the true character of the American people, their strength, their love, and their resolve. We see friend helping friend, neighbor helping neighbor, and stranger helping stranger. And together, we will endure and we will overcome.
Harvey is expected to inundate Louisiana's Gulf Coast with up to 15 centimeters of rain, but Governor John Bel Edwards said it could have been worse.
Obviously, things are not as bad as had been forecasted, and so we're very thankful for that. Based upon the amount of rainfall, the severity of the winds, storm surge, all of it across Louisiana, while things are still serious and there's a long way to go, we nevertheless have fared much better than we had feared might be the case.
Flooding has closed the nation's largest oil refinery in Port Arthur, disrupting global fuel supplies. A leading critic of Rwandan President Paul Kagame has reportedly been taken from her home by police and charged with forgery. Diane Rigara was denied from running against Mr. Kagame in August 4th's election. Reuters quoted her brother as saying she, along with other family members, had been detained. U.S. investors reacted positively to news that second quarter growth in the U.S. reached 3%, the fastest in 2 years, fueled by consumer spending and business investment. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 30 points to 21,892. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.